All right, now good afternoon to you guys. I'm Vijay Joy. Nope, you guys are such a joy to be with you guys. I'm so excited about going to Hong Kong. I could scream. All right, now that's for the Lord. That's my goal. All right, now that's for the Lord. Not my only goal for this year. All right, now my goal for my year this year is to get control over my money. Let me say as to why. It's sitting there. It's earned by the Holy Spirit. No matter what jealous fool is in these United States, what racist, what person's like T.D. Jakes, right? Some people are not racist, but fools. And some people are not, you know, are racist. And some people are like T.D. Jakes, just nasty, right? So I'm very excited to go overseas to Hong Kong to get to the money. What the my money that is earned by the Holy Spirit, that's earned by Christ Jesus in front of the whole world, is earned. Does that make sense? So I'm very excited about it. God is good, all right? No ifs, ands, or buts about it, all right? No, so as I can, I'm going to work my ass off, all right? No, God forgive me for cussing, all right? No, God forgive me. Work my butt off, all right? No, that's to the Lord, so I can go get this done. It is very important to me, all right? No, France acts first. I'm stepping by France first. All right, now that's for what, with all the bull mess about, you know, the sabotaging and planes falling apart on runways and this BS to take these races and fools and people like T.D. Jakes very seriously. All right, now we're going to put them into three categories now. There's everybody's not racist, so we're going to say fools, right? People that want to be mad and hate. All right, now suck dick and get hit up the ass and damn beg these old girly pixie men. Does that make sense? All right, now, I can, you know, stop. Stop begging. Do you got these folks that are sure as heck racist? All right, now, these racists would help your behind. Does that make sense? But yet still, look at old gross, disgusting Biden admitted to doing all that stuff about sabotaging my house. Does that make sense? Stupid, call me stupid. This man made up Photoshop frame jobs after he looked at me with prejudice, after he looked at me with hatred. After he looked at me, I mean, he had, like, privy to everything about me. His clown, nasty, disgusting stuff. He's in the top seat. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, yet still, he felt the need to make up Photoshop frame jobs, right? Because I'm not weird or evil or anything. Does that make sense? All right, now, that's the Lord of God, no. All right, now, so you got racism on that degree. That jackass still had his hand out. That's a dumb old racist clown. I'd never give Biden any money. In Jesus' name, not ever. I promise him. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, his family, him, or anybody tied to him, who God, no, right? All right, now, them shitholes in the Congress and the Senate, not them either. I don't owe them any money. All right, now, you notice how Warren Buffett dropped that fraud stock. Warren Buffett got rid of that fraud stock. You notice how Warren Buffett, he sees that America, he has no confidence in America making that money. He has no confidence in the American government being able to make that money for that stock. He has no confidence in the American government to be able to make $6 trillion. He has zero confidence in the government of the United States and the United States industries, job market, you know, just that Teslas and Microsofts and Metas. Nothing against brilliant companies. All right, now, Amazon's, all right, now, that's for what? That does not diminish their accomplishments, but... All right, now, on this level, in this scale, only by Jesus the Lord can I even say that, you know, I have over $256 trillion, over $506 trillion, all right, now, that's $6 trillion is concerned, all right, now, $500 million, right? All right, now, that's the Lord. Let me explain what $506 trillion is, all right? That is a 26-digit number, right? 27 is when you cross over to the other number group of septillion. Does that make sense? Septillion is 27 digits. It's technically 28 digits if you count the digit at the front. Let me double check. Does that make sense right now, Dan, that the 30 digits you get into octillion? Does that make sense right now? All right, now, that's the Lord. God is so good. All right, now, so I can't wait to go overseas and do that. All right, now, I own the stock. I own the technology. The Lord gave it to me. He blessed me with it. I own it. All right, now, that's what the very science that the Holy Spirit gave, that the Holy Spirit gave to me. All right, now, that's what I can say that by the Holy Spirit's wisdom, the single person on planet Earth, the Lord did this through. I'm so honored by that. Off all six continents, over 7,000 languages at 100% accuracy, regional barriers. Does that make sense? Time and space barriers. Some stuff is going back to two decades. When the United States, let me explain the significance of that. The United States had a global economic collapse in 2007 to the fact that it was so horrible. Parts of it hit parts of Europe, right? The housing market was affected, right? Let me see. The car market was affected. Does that make sense right now? That's for the Lord right now. And the automobile industry was affected right now. The blood of Jesus is very excited to go over there and travel right now. That's for the Lord. But you can reach back by the Holy Spirit through space and time, you know, and unearth and pull, you know, and extract right now. And it was watched on a global scale, you know, quadrillions of dollars. The United States went under for $2 trillion, which is a clown's joke, right? What am I supposed to say? Okay, so you have the most savviest investor that's ever hit Wall Street, you know, as far as like, you know, but Warren Buffett is concerned. You know, that's what, even if that's a bit debatable, he's a serious contender to be one of the best stockbrokers to ever, so not stockbrokers, one of the stock buyers to ever, you know, they call him the Oracle of Wall Street to the fact that people follow his trades. Because he'll make $90 billion off the stock market. Does that make sense right now? That's for the Lord right now. Now they follow these politicians' trades like Nancy, like Nancy Pelosi and all of them. Does that make sense right now? People follow Warren Buffett's trades too. If they can't, they're privy to them. Does that make sense right now? That's for the Lord. So they watch the Berkshire Hathaway conference and all that other stuff because it shows what's in their portfolio to a great degree, right? All right, now, that's for the Lord right now. What they're going to divest and what they're going to hold on to. Does that make sense right now? That's for the Lord right now. But you know, so this is the most, this is okay, you know, even if you want to argue about it, fine. I mean, no, without dispute, this is one of the most savviest investors on Wall Street. He see that he has no confidence in America being able to shore up the fraud stuff that he bought because America has zero ways to make that money. He put billions of dollars into the stock, billions of dollars into my stock, right? All right, now they tried to fraud from up under me by Jesus' voice, his blood, his goodness, they couldn't, all right? All right, now that's what it was. So I'm desperately, you know, I need to work. Does that make sense? Right now, so I'm just basically waiting around for data. Right now, I'm desperately trying to get over to Hong Kong as soon as possible. I got to go through France first. Switzerland also invited me by Jesus. Spain also invited me by the Lord Jesus. Australia and Japan also invited me by the Lord Jesus. India also invited me by the Lord Jesus. All right, now Japan and China also invited me by the Lord Jesus. I will be over there. They said, come. All right, now I said, I'm going to the bank in Jesus' name by the Lord's goodness, by the Holy Spirit's grace and his goodness. What the Chinese people say, come. Said, yo, come to the bank. All right, now I see that the bank, my, you know, bank is open 24/7 in Hong Kong. Does that make sense? Right, and I looked at it online, so I feel more comfortable going to that one so I don't burn through money, so I'm not just, you know, wasting money. It's open 24/7. All right, now I'm going to travel with 10 times as much as I need, but in Jesus' name, I'm going to make sure that I don't waste anything either, right? So I love the fact that Hong Kong, which is China, right now it's 24/7. I don't mind going to Beijing. I'm going to apply for a Chinese visa. Does that make sense? But for Hong Kong, I don't need a Chinese visa to go to Hong Kong. Does that make sense? I'm happy to go pay Xi Jinping and his wife and his family $100 billion U.S. dollars as a thank you for going to the bank. And right now, in honor of their country, I'm happy to pay $25 quadrillion, God willing, in Jesus' name, to the Chinese government. Right now, $3,000 each to every U.S. dollar to every Chinese citizen, right? That's about $4 trillion, right? Look, they have 1.4 billion people in China, right? Does that make sense? Right now, so all of them get $3,000 just for me going over there to the bank. All right, now, and also what I mentioned, so I'm very excited right now dealing with the United States. I don't trust the United States. So right now, that's for I have no reason to trust the United States. I don't know no politician in it, all right? That's not knocking anybody. I just don't. I'm happy to go overseas and handle my stuff, right? All right, now, God willing, I hope that you guys are willing. Great. Good afternoon, all right? Now, that's for Lord. But you notice how Warren Buffett, he got rid of that fraud stock. He got rid of that, you know, stock. So stuff is stacked up against me as a black woman. And stuff is stacked up against me as a woman of color. I'm an Asian woman, right? All right, now, black Asian woman, Jewish woman, German woman. Does that make sense? But black Asian woman, woman of color. So stuff is already stacked up against me. My race is weaponized against me. My gender is also weaponized against me. You got every race is trying to make a blockchain and all this other stuff and trying to pretend up a block just to be able to steal from me. So on top of that, you want to steal from up under me after stacking everything against me. But despite you stacking everything against me, you say pull yourself up by the bootstraps plus stack everything against me. So you pull yourself up by the bootstraps. People stack stuff up against you, then say pull yourself up by the bootstraps after they admit it to the bias, after they admit to stacking up stuff against you, after they admit to, like, you know, basically you're swimming upstream against the current, after they admit to doing all this against people of color. Okay, pull yourself in. People like T.D. Jakes and people that are just fools, that are just nasty, but not necessarily racist. We got to put them into three categories. Everybody ain't racist, so we're going to say people that are racist, fools. There's people that are just shitty, scummy, nasty fools. And then you got people like T.D. Jakes that are just a scummy. Does that make sense? Right? No, that's for the Lord. Okay, so you got three sets of people there, right? So we got to separate because everybody's racist. So we have to separate everything out, everybody out. Does that make sense right now? But the United States is pretty damn racist. So right now, you got a bunch of grown-ass men crying green because they can't steal, crying green because they can't make their own money, crying green because they're looking at money that's not theirs, crying green, and they're looking at the money that's in the account with my name on it every day, crying green because they see a money with my name on it, crying green because they see a money that got Vedric Jordan on it. Does that make sense? They know it don't belong to them. They know it's not theirs. You got a bunch of grown-ass men that are green, right? No matter who want to be in a group together sucking each other's dicks, they're still green. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, see, that don't matter, right? You can't get all together and say, well, you know, I mean, what's up, right? All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, because they can't steal, right? So stuff is set up against me. Stuff is biased against me. Then pull yourself up by the bootstraps. Okay, lo and behold, by the Holy Spirit, the Lord pulls you up by the bootstraps. You overcome the stacking. You overcome the evil. You overcome things being slain against you. You overcome your race being weaponized against you. The Holy Spirit make you overcome. Because I can. The Bible says I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. That's what the word says. Does that make sense? Right? No, that's what. Okay. So you overcome by Jesus. You overcome in the Holy Spirit. You overcome the stacking against you by the Jesus. You overcome the bias against you by Jesus. You overcome the weaponization of your race and your gender by the blood of Jesus. You overcome people saying black this and black that and they black cats and all men of racist stuff that they do. Does that make sense? Right? No, evil and foolish stuff they do, right? The black cat would be very racist right now, and I am black right now, and I'm proud of it. Does that make sense right now? But by the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, by Father God Jehovah, the Lord pull you up, and he calls you to overcome all that stuff, and the Lord pull you up by the bootstraps from the entire world, and these assholes still have the audacity to try to steal from up under you. After pulling yourself up, after the Holy Spirit pulls you up by the bootstraps, they got the audacity to beg and still try to steal. These some clown-ass racist fools and people like T.D. Jakes, right? No. So I'm happy to go over to Hong Kong to go to the bank. I'm so excited. All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, I'll be over to Hong Kong for 8 days, God willing, in Jesus' name. All right, no, 8 or 9 days. All right, no, so I'm very excited about that. Look at my most perfect tan best. All right, no, that's me right there. All right, now. I'm constantly on camera right now. That's for the dumb slut, ugly whore that passed around high school pictures of me. All right, no, that's for the Lord. A kid pictures of me and everything else. I should put baby pictures of myself up in October. Does that make sense? All right, no, that's for the Lord. Talking about something in my hair. And I got a kid now that other stuff ugly ass passed around a high school picture of me, right? They sent her a mass-produced high school picture of me, right? They sent her my hair, right? She asked people about my hair, right? She asked people what type of hair I got, right? All right, now, like, you know, hair just like my dad. But that's straighter than mine. Does that make sense right now? Mine's more wavy, but it's very easy to get it straight. Does that make sense right now? That's for the Lord, right? No, God. I just get teased about those curls. All right, no, that's for the Lord, right? Now, I didn't realize that the girls were jealous I would come home. That was like saying, you know, stop being upset about them bald-headed ass girls. Oh, he said all sorts of shit, right? All right, no, that's for the Lord, all right, no. But, you know, I mean, you know, you know, I'm my dad's child. You come home, you know, girls like, you know, you got all them curls and your hair's so curly. Oh, they say stuff about my curly hair. Does that make sense, right? No, that's for the Lord, all right, no. So that's why I wear it straight all the time now. I don't know if it's like childhood trauma or what. I constantly have it straight, but it is wavy. It's very easy for me to get it straight, though. I take a shower, get wet, it turn right, but wavy, though. I hope that you guys are great, all right? No, so it's very easy to wear it straight or wavy. Does that make sense, right? No, that's hair is more straight. I'm very excited to go and get this done, all right? No, that's the Lord, all right? No, just, you know, in Jesus' name, I'm just so humbled by it. You know, I'm very excited, right? I'm happy to go over there and pay the French girl. Let me conclude the French government. I'm happy. All right, now, thank France. I wanted to also, from the bottom of my heart, thank France for the invite. It's to one country. Whatever country gives me my banking information, I will be in the country for a couple of days, in Jesus' name, to write those checks and make some bank transfers. I want to make sure everything works, right? That's fair, right? All right, now, that's for the Lord, all right, now, so as I write checks and make some bank transfers, this is my own money, hoo-hoo, I don't care who feels what about that, hoo-hoo, these assholes cashed out on work the Lord did through me. These racists, these fools, and people like T.D. Jakes, all right, now, these old nasty, scummy people like T.D. Jakes, okay, all three groups of these assholes cashed out already, they already got paid, they already got their stock, they already got their dividends returned, okay, now it's my turn to go get paid, too, for work. The Holy Spirit literally did it through me. Does that make sense, right? I'm not helping the United States, I'm not extracting any fraud from the United States, I'm not enriching these racists, these fools, and all these scummy people like T.D. Jakes, no way, right? So it's time for me to go get paid, too. All right, now, despite who is jealous because they can't steal it, despite who is jealous in a group sucking each other's dicks and agreeing to lie and be salty together, then say the sky is green, but the sky is blue. Stop that, man. What a joke that is. All right, now, so I'm happy in Jesus' name to go over there and get paid. All right, now, to pay the Chinese government, to pay the French government, to pay the French president and his wife, $100 billion for them and their family. All right, now, $25 quadrillion, that's 20 times more the United States has made in its lifespan. The United States has only made $789 trillion in its existence. That's it. Fact check me. The Southern Mills, the gold mines, the gold rushes, the industrial revolutions, you know, the breakthroughs in technology, Apple's here, Silicon Valley's here, Tesla's here. The United States has only still made a measly $789 trillion in its 247-year history, right? To the fact that Warren Buffett, one of the most savviest traders ever hit Wall Street, recognizes that America has no way to strip the fraud stocks that he bought. He dumped the fuck out of his, you know, portfolio with acknowledgement the United States cannot make the money, right? All right, now, so I feel no type of way about going to the bank, all right? Now, all that money, you damn right, it's earned by the Holy Spirit, right? And by the Holy Spirit's wisdom, the Holy Spirit can earn it again. What can you do, right? All right, now, we are 89 days in tonight on the United States. I said I'm not helping the United States to the fact that Warren Buffett recognized the United States has no way to make this money. He dumping it the hell out of his portfolio. No way, right? So America's supposed to treat you like shit. Do you like shit? Steal your rent money. Stand up and call you stupid. Try to frame you over and over again. This asshole racist made up Photoshop frame job. So disgusting, incestuous, pedophile Biden and Ashley Biden about them showers. This incestuous old pedophile racist made up frame jobs. He made up Photoshop frame jobs after looking at me with hatred and prejudice and extreme nastiness. He felt they need to Photoshop frame jobs. He felt they need to Photoshop stuff. He felt the need to make stuff up. He felt the need to make up frame jobs. He felt the need. He got every information about me with nothing. Just that means nobody says this is He got every information about me. His nasty old ass felt they need to make up Photoshop jobs. Okay, I'm not evil by anybody's stretch of the imagination. That's what you're dealing with, right? All right, now Warren Buffett got that fraud stock. The hell they expect you to? I mean, these folks are lost their mind, right? The Stephanie says, why the hell would you help shitty people like this, right? You can get people money directly in Jesus' name. Normal people, you know, pay for the reparations in Jesus' name. I don't want to live in the United States right about now or ever again. No. All right. No God, no God. No, I'm happy to go, give up my citizenship if necessary. I'm not giving the United States taxes either. No way. Right? Why would I give the United States so much money that, you know, just to empower the racism, the system of the racism, and all the when people like T.D. Jakes that are completely scummy, crappy, want to get to a place they want to stick their foot on other people, these clowns have lost their mind. No. Fools and scumminess, and right now, that's for Lord. That's not right. So I'm not interested in that. I'm happy to go start a nation of my own, the Risen Isles, the Kingdom of the Risen Isles, whatever you want to call it. I don't care what you, I mean, that's for the Lord. And right now, Monica, where Princess Grace was, what was it? It's 550 acres, right? 500 acres of land. Right now, they have islands for sale that are hundreds of thousands of acres. Does that make sense right now? So they can make a country out of 500 acres? 500 acres? Very, very, very small country. Does that make sense? It's not a kingdom. It's a principality that's so small. I think that's how it goes by the size. Right now, it's not, I mean, he's not even, Prince Albert's not even considered to be a king. His country's so small. Does that make sense right now? But you got these islands. That are hundreds of thousands of acres apiece. I can go make a whole country. I'm not going to deal with the United States. No. Right? Be peaceful. Does that make sense? Right? No, that's for the Lord. Where racism will be completely outlawed. Now this sort of bullshit. Where women can come and they can thrive and be on TV and everything else. I want nothing to do with the United States. I don't like the United States. I don't like its ways, its racism, its bigotry. It ain't for me. Right? So I'm happy to go to pay the Chinese government, the French government, hell, the Japanese government, the Australian government. Right? The Spanish government, the Swiss government, right? Does that make sense right now? All of them invited me to the bank. The one country that gave me my information, I made some transfers, I can use my money. I'm going to start writing checks, right? I'll be in the country for a couple of days and I go to Hong Kong, but I will, in Jesus' name, be going as soon as possible, in Jesus' name, all right? No, God willing, in Jesus' name, all right? Now, I hope you guys will agree, all right? Now, but thank you guys so much, right? Now, please check back, all right? Now, thank you guys so much. I suddenly came back home.